wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
John, I'm unboxing something live on the podcast.
Oh no, what? I hate when you don't tell me how we're starting, and this is what I'm left with.
So for all the viewers, you can see exactly what I'm opening.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it with your ears.
Oh,
I hear boxes.
It's not the thing for the thing we're doing.
Oh, it's not the thing?
It's not the thing.
What is it?
It's the Travis Scott alcoholic seltzer that came out. I forgot I ordered it. This is the Genius Bar. Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that was anticlimactic.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely thought it was the thing. Well, you guys will see the thing soon enough.
Here. Okay, here's my thing. Speaking of seltzer, here's this. Hang on.
Okay. Ooh, that was refreshing.
That's me opening up a nice can of La Croix.
Ooh.
Is that how you say that?
La Croix.
Yeah, you have to
Where's
say
Where's my baguette?
La Croix. You have to say it like that.
French
is it LaCroix?
Viewers be like offended.
Well, I remember how we had the Taiwanese guy, Weiwei, tell us how to say Meng Chi Kuo.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need some French person to say, to tell us. We need a video. Send us an actual video on Twitter.
Yeah.
Of how to say La Croix.
Every episode is just like new things we don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, it's just every episode is we're dumb. Tell us how to.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, John, I'm going to need some new Apple products soon though. I feel like I do this thing every time when Apple products don't come out. I just start like looking for other things to buy. And like it's been a real dry period this year, you know?
Yeah. And I don't have eyebrows. So
yeah,
this Apple season is not going the way I thought it would. I'll tell you that much.
You have no eyebrows. My OnlyFans is live.
Oh, is it live?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw you were charging $30.
Yeah.
You got any promo codes?
Seven-day free trial. Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I've just been kind of screwing around. I'm pretty sure people have zero interest unless you use it what it's intended for. And I'm like,
far.
I'm far. And like, I mean, I'm not. We're keeping it clean. I have a long-term brand strategy. I'm not trying to get that bag just now. So I don't know.
No pictures of your butthole.
Yeah.
Yet?
Yeah. Not at all.
That's upsetting.
Zero.
That's what I was hoping for.
Severe lack.
Will you shave your eyebrows on your OnlyFans?
It's weird. Like, people have been commenting on my shit. They're like, dude, shave your eyebrows. And I'm like, you've got the wrong guy. Like, I guess we're just so closely associated that people are like, and like, it's just like a meme now. Everybody's like, you said one word wrong, shave your eyebrows. And I'm like, guys, this isn't me. I didn't ever say that. It wasn't my
promise. Just because I said something stupid now, it's falling on you somehow.
I just think it's funny because that was like the thing that you'd done that a couple times before, right? Like, I clearly remember last year sometime you had said that about, you said that if, I think AirPods came in like at the November event or something.
Yeah. So I said it first for the October event. I was like, if you see iPhones at this event, I will shave off my eyebrows.
Yeah, for the September 15th.
And was it September?
Yeah.
They did come out in October. Good thing I didn't say it for that event. no, I said it for the September one. And that tweet blew up. Like, it was covered on media websites and everything because everyone, for some reason, was like expecting iPhones.
Wow.
And it didn't come out. So then I said it again I said if AirTags come out at the October event, I said, if AirPods Studio, what we thought were AirPods Studio, if those were announced, I'd shave off my eyebrows. I think I said it for a couple more things. And then I knew one day it was going to bite me in the ass, and it happened.
Yeah. And now
I sit here eyebrowless.
And now we still don't have an Apple event. Like, I just feel like it's been one of those things we've been talking about for so long at this point that I'm starting to be like, you know, like, we were all so excited. And now I'm just kind of like, oh, I just want it.
Who cares?
Yeah, but it's like, I'm kind of losing interest. I'm like, I just feel like we've been waiting so long, and it's definitely...
But isn't that crazy? Like, that's not even Apple's fault.
No.
That's our fault for being like, it's coming, here it is, and then it never comes.
Yeah.
So we don't care.
I mean, I just wanted, I'm just tired of waiting. I'm ready to like wake up and have like some exciting Apple news, because everything's just been so rumor heavy, and it hurts even more that everybody said that 23rd and then it never happened. That it's just like,
yeah, we all mentioned that here.
Twist the, yeah.
When's the last time? Here's a question for you, Sam. When is the last time you got surprised? Like an event was announced and you were like, wait, what? And you got surprised.
2014 Apple event with the Apple Watch.
That long ago.
Sorry. Last surprise, Mac Mini at the November event.
Nobody that was a surprise?
Nobody called Mac Mini.
Huh.
Yeah, no, everybody said two MacBooks. Not one person said there would be a Mac Mini announced for the M1 base.
They showed us the Mac Mini at WWDC, right? The developer one?
Yes. But there was no reporting that there would be a Mac Mini. Like, all the rumors were like two MacBooks, definitely the MacBook Pro, probably MacBook Air, but two MacBooks. And then I remember watching it. I was like, oh, because they did the MacBook Air, Mac Mini, and then MacBook Pro to like do the series of events to build up to it. And it was just like, oh, okay. It is kind of weird though that they're like all just the same speed. That still is kind of a weird thing to me.
Yeah. For now.
I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like the Mac Mini is a great computer, but also me saying that, it's also like, I feel like the best value in computing period right now.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
Refurbished for like $579 for an M1 Mac Mini. Like, it's stupid. That is like, that's too good of a deal.
Now, if only they could give you a deal on a new iMac. A new M1 iMac. Is it going to be M1 forever?
No way.
I want it. This is a request. Okay, Apple, or if you're listening, I would like the iMac, only the iMacs, to be called the chip inside, the S1 for Sam.
Yeah.
S for Sam.
Could you imagine? I remember one time, it was 2017, in some of the marketing materials, they had like, you know how like they put people's names on screen, just like those, like John or Jack or Mary, just random names. And I remember one time it was Sam, and I was like, they did this for me. Oh my God. They didn't actually, but I do have a fun little iMac update. So obviously we've been talking about it, and I can't remember if there was a huge development, but I do know iMac wise, like there has been more evidence accrued. There was something else that happened. 9to5 Mac found the unreleased iMac models in Big Sur.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Was it two of them?
Yep. It was two. It was Mac OS or it was.
And where there's smoke.
iMac 21:1, iMac 21:2, and it matches up to the code names that Gurman reported. So like, here's my thinking, John. The iPad Pro's processor leaked in the latest iOS 14 beta, 14.5, the A14X. So if the iMac is leaking and there's nothing else that we're hearing is coming, like it's not MacBook Pro models that are leaking, it's not new Mac Minis, it's not MacBook Airs. Like I think we're going to see this in April or May. I really do.
It would be very nice to see it. Especially since you and I decided that we are going to buy them if they're announced. We're both going to get them.
Also, a little exclusive that I have not reported anywhere because I'm pretty sure it's fake, but like it's a fun story anyway.
okay, so, let's put the fake stuff on Genius Bar. That's cool.
Well, I don't know. It's the most. If it's fake, it's one of the more convincing, clever things I've ever seen. So
okay, hit me.
I got an email.
You got an email.
On my business email. You guys can find it if you go on my YouTube channel. It's samk@hey.com. And I noticed that I got an email from this new address, and it's like, it screens the email. So it's like, do you want to let this person into your inbox or like just, you know, decline? So this person called Hair Force 2 sent me this email, right?
Very clever. Okay.
And the theme and the subject is happy birthday from 95014, which is Cupertino. So I was like, oh, haha, it's a fan. Like they're just being like, it takes 2 seconds to Google, you know, Cupertino. Uh-huh. Here's the thing. They send me this YouTube link and it is the song Patience by Guns N' Roses. And there's an image attached, John. And I will tweet this out to the viewers of the podcast.
Is it Craig Federighi?
This is what makes me think it's not fake, because usually when people try to mess with you, you know how they do it. They want attention. They send you a lot of messages, or it's like, they'll be so cryptic, but they'll keep contacting you. So this has been a one-off. I even replied and I asked for more information. They didn't say anything back. The attached image, John, is the corner of a macOS about window.
What?
It's macOS Big Sur version 11.2.1, and it says iMac, and then in parentheses, M1X 2021.
What?
Here's the kicker. In the background for the desktop is an OnlyFans logo. And they said, patience.
What?
So this is what has me thinking. I'm like, this is like multiple levels of like, this feels like it came from an employee. That's like, it's just, it's odd. Too cryptic, you know? Out here, let me text you the message real quick just so you can see it.
That's
I haven't shown anybody this, but I mean, it was sent to me. So it's like, they didn't say not to share anything. But yeah, this is it. Like, just the fact that it's like all tied together and there are no mistakes in it. I have looked at the image. That is the latest version. And the leaked crash log had that version of macOS running with the leaked iMac.
What?
Okay. So I'm like, there's that no helps. Branding errors. It's from this email address called Hair Force 2. And it, you know, like that's, if it is fake, very well could be. I have no evidence.
It's a very good fake.
This is the best thing I've ever gotten.
The best thing ever. Because
it's like, obviously you can Photoshop anything, but like the fact that they sent me like a YouTube link with a song called Patience, it's got the OnlyFans background and the window crop just so you can, like, it's just enough of a tease, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the perfect amount of tease.
This is very odd. I mean, it's a pretty good fake. If it's fake, yeah. It's a pretty good fake.
If it's fake, well done. I'll take another one. Like, obviously, I'm not going to report on it because I don't have corroborating information or anything else. But
what if this episode goes out and you get another mysterious email from the same person that heard it?
That would be really, really funny. I would love it. So I replied. I said, smiley face, I like this. Do you like this song? And I sent this song from Deep Purple called April.
I like and how they you're did not trying reply. To be just as cryptic yeah. back.
But it was fun. If not, it's just like, yeah, you know, a million people contact both of us. We're like, exclusive info event. Like somebody just messaged me the other day. They were like, event's going to be next week. And I didn't reply. And then the next day they just go, JK, how are you? And I'm like, what? You think I'm going to reply after that? Like,
dude, my favorite messages are people asking very specific questions. Like, hey, can I expect this product in particular in this color next week? And I'm just like, okay. First of all, and then I have messages like, hey, what can we expect at the April event? Like, listen. If I'm going to give out that information, if I'm confident enough in that information to give it out, I'm not just going to give it to you.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, sorry.
I'm going to tweet it.
Exactly, dude. I don't know. It's really funny, but I thought that was a really fun email. And like, I have never gotten anything this mysterious and clever. And yeah. I mean, hey, you made me smile. If this is fake or real, either way, you made me smile. But I was just like, because part of me was like, do I be like, it's going to be called the M1X for sure? But I was like, no, I just don't have enough info. Like, I'm not going to report it. I'm not going to make a fool of myself if this is literally just a troll, which it probably is.
There was it was last year, very, very cryptic. The source ended up being real.
Ooh.
And there's a bunch of stuff that I put out because of them, but they reached out and immediately within one day they changed their device. So they were like getting new devices, new Android devices, probably like the cheap shitty ones where they just like they buy them from the dollar store. And then they would just use that to message me on Signal. So the number kept changing, the device kept changing, and they were sending me like screenshots of their computer, of their machine that had like directory information on it.
Oh my God.
And the first image they sent me was Tim Cook's information, like Dude. His personal email, his personal phone number, all this stuff. And I was like, okay. Wait a minute. Like you can definitely like you got to be able to find some of this publicly online, right? Like this person is just making this up. And about half of it I was able to find just like publicly and the other half through like what is that website? There's like a reverse lookup website that you look like to see if your spouse is cheating.
Dude, I forgot. Yeah, you told me
it'll
about
like
this.
Look. Did I? Yeah, yeah, it'll look up numbers and stuff.
I forgot.
And his name came up.
I
to this number.
I found it in our messages history.
dude, it was wild.
And it is like, I'm looking at the phone number right now. Obviously, we will not be doxing Tim Cook on this podcast, but
That'd be a great exclusive, though. I'll tell you that.
I'm super anti-doxing. I know we obviously both of us are, but like there would be, I'm sure some people that would be like, oh, I'll just share this. But that would probably, I think that'd probably be a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine. It was crazy, but that source was able to give me some crazy, crazy stuff. And to this day, just like I cannot contact that source. The only way, so I think I mentioned this on the podcast at some point. I'll send out like just like a few emojis in a tweet, and that's like the bat signal for that source. Because they contact me, I cannot contact them. I have no idea what device they're using, what number it is. They will just contact me with a secret like word, so I know it's them. From a new device, and that's how I know it's them.
Wow, that is crazy. Wild. I cannot believe. Yeah, I'm like Tim Cook's directory. That is insane.
it was nuts. And wow. But that sounds like the email that you got. Yeah, where it was just like, is it? This can't be real.
Yeah, like,
but it was.
I remember you sent it to me. Maybe we should call Tim and ask if we can go to the next event.
Just call him right now,
dude.
Good morning. I wonder if he. I hope he answers the phone like that.
That would be so funny. But you said he stopped doing that, right? Because you think people have been judging him and memeing too hard.
No, he can't.
But I thought you said, was it you or somebody else I was talking to that you? No, it was Andrew from Telos of Tech. He said that he noticed that recent keynotes Tim has not been doing that as much. He's been saying something else like "Good afternoon" or "Hello."
Well, because the events have been in the afternoon.
No, they've still been 10 a.m., right?
Have they?
Or have they been 12? No, they've been 10
a.m. Oh, yeah, I forgot time zones are a thing. Yeah. It might not be in the afternoon for me, but that's not how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe. I think I assumed it was because he wasn't in front of a big audience. Like, there's no one to greet.
Yeah. That's fair.
Like, he used to go out and say and shout good morning because he was like telling everyone good morning around him. Now he's got a bunch of cameras and some like a mic operator.
Yeah.
Good morning to you in particular.
It'd be so cool if they did a behind the scenes of the events. I wish that they would.
It would because, dude, those things are nuts.
I just want to know like the editor. Like, I guess everybody has to be so private, but it's like somebody's in charge of editing that.
Right.
There's some team that like, I wonder because I guess it's all in-house. I assume at this point, Apple loves to do that with all their products to make it.
But they're so good though. Like the editing, the transitions, like everything, it's so well produced and they've done it three times.
Yeah.
I guess four.
WWDC.
But I was shocked because I remember going into WWDC. I was like, what are they going to do? How are they going to do this? Like,
yeah,
I couldn't even picture
it
in my head.
And they
fucking killed it.
I have you noticed that they have not announced WWDC yet?
I have noticed that, yeah.
This is the first time in years that they've not done it yet.
Well, usually because it's this large event, right? Where there's like thousands of people need to meet up.
Yeah. But like
but in this case,
they've
it's
also
not that.
They've announced it in they announced it in March in 2017.
Did they?
Yes, they did. I remember clear as day. I was walking back from class when I got the push notification.
They announced it pretty early last year.
Yeah.
And that was a digital event.
Yeah. They announced it in March. This is another memory I will never forget. They announced it like around March 14th to 20th of 2020 because that was the last video I made before the pandemic was like real.
Huh. Before it was real.
Yeah. Before they were like, hey, you probably shouldn't be like around people and stuff. And,
right.
And God, that it's going to happen again soon. I think I'm getting my vaccine. And
are you?
Yeah, soon. I think I'm getting around a week, approximately.
So I don't have COVID, but I was still sick like all week. And
weren't
still
you sick
remnants.
Last week?
Yeah, I have like remnants now. It's like, it's not COVID. I think it's evil twin, like COVID-18. Like, that's what it is.
COVID.
That was so bad. I should just cut it out of the show.
That was actually really funny.
COVID-18.
Have you met my sister, COVID?
Sounds so fancy.
It does.
That sounds like someone drinking your hard seltzer that you ordered. Oh, yeah, this is for me and COVID. Please leave it at the door.
Dude, that was good. That was a good time.
It was pretty terrible. I wonder, so last year they announced it early, I would assume, because everyone, you know, thousands of people. It's people don't understand that WWDC is not just a keynote.
No.
Like, it's a week-long thing.
Yes.
For developers. And maybe they announced it on time last year, like early last year, just to be like, hey, guys, we know you usually come here, but no one's coming here this year. That's not how this works this year.
Yeah.
And now maybe they're just assuming that everyone understands that, and so they can announce it whenever they want. It doesn't have to be early.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, but I mean, here's the thing. A lot of people are going to be vaccinated by the end of May.
Yeah.
And I would not be shocked if Apple did something in July in person.
That would be cool.
Because
I haven't heard anything, but definitely don't take my word for it anymore.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple more under my belt first.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't know. I assume Apple's going to play it safe and just do online. But also, there's a lot of networking that happens.
They should
in
just
person.
Do it in Australia.
Yeah,
where people
for real.
Got their shit together.
For real. Like, yeah, Apple should just, that would be crazy if they didn't do it.
Did you see a picture? I think it was today or yesterday. There was a picture from an Apple store in Melbourne? 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 How do you say it?
I think Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Mildred.
And Mailbox, Australia, where there no one's wearing masks.
What?
The store is open and masks are not required.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There's something to look forward to. That's because
so
they did everything right. They got their shit together and took it seriously. And now they don't have it. 100% of Australia, COVID-free.
COVID, dude. It's so... I'm so excited. Like, just when I was walking back to my apartment tonight, I was just thinking, I was like, oh, it's going to be so great to be like, to see everyone's faces just all the time. Who knows? You might be able to meet somebody. I don't know. A romantic interest. Well, I guess you're not really looking for romantic interest.
I'm not, no. No. I'm off the market.
I'm excited to meet more people.
Well, so I was always worried about like masks and face ID, but now my face ID doesn't work because I don't have eyebrows.
So it hasn't reached, you have to be able to retrain it.
Yeah, but then the joke isn't as funny.
Fair, good, like, touche.
I tweeted it and Renee Ritchie was like, oh, you could just do this. I'm like, Renee,
yeah,
come on. That's not how jokes work.
I also do think it's hilarious that 14.5 with mask ID is going to come out when masks are no longer required.
Hey, in case there's another one.
In
case COVID-18 comes to play.
This is going
to
be Kavifi 20. Kavifi 21.
Kafifi. What was that? Kafefe?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times, man. We don't have anything like that anymore. Oh, yeah. I guess our president fell down the fucking stairs the other day. That's cool.
That was poor guy.
We're not short of any gaffes.
Yeah. I think.
So I saw a clip.
It was pretty good.
Somebody was like, hey, Joe, you remember, you know about the press conference tomorrow. And he's like, the what?
Oh my God.
Oh man.
It's a good time, dude. It's so
it's
wild. Why are old people allowed to be in politics? Shouldn't
I
there
don't
be
know.
A cap? If people under 35 are not allowed to be president, why can't we say like over 70? Or I would be retirement's at 59 and a half in the United States. I'd say 65 or over, you should not be able to run.
You know what's wild? I'm pretty sure Trump and Biden aren't that far away in age.
No, they're not at all. I think Biden is only like a year or two older. Yeah.
Biden's been through some shit though, man. He's tired.
Yeah. Although I feel like he's relatively energetic. Like he seems pretty good spirited.
Yeah.
Like I always get just good human vibes from him. Like regardless of where you,
yeah, but I get good human vibes from people in the nursing home too.
So. good point.
Fair enough. It's better than what we had though. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Shout out.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I love how this podcast has no direction. Dude, every week I usually have like notes and stuff and I should go through and tweet like screenshots of my
notes. Oh,
that'd
be funny.
From iCloud because they're like there's just less and less detail in them.
Yeah.
Like last week was like, please make intro funny. Sam's was really funny. You have to be better. And I didn't deliver on that.
Okay, let's go back to our roots then. What's on the notes for this week?
Oh, I have that Notch leak.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which was very interesting because
yeah.
that are we just doing that the rest of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Just noises. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, actually, before that, and this is in my notes, which is shocking, I have the new Apple Track in the notes.
Oh, yeah.
My boy put out a new version of Apple Track.
That is me.
AppleTrack.com is the new web address, which you paid ungodly amounts of money to have.
I think I paid just a little bit more than you did for your site.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a couple hundred.
So $18.
Yeah.
Is that what you paid? Apple Track, what is it, version 1.2?
Yes, V1.2, because I think 1.1 had a dark mode a couple months back, and V2 is also in the works.
I was just going to say, am I allowed to say anything about that?
Yeah. John has seen what it looks
like. Guys, people, it looks so good.
It's very well suited for the site and its function, and I'm very excited.
I'm surprised that you even put out a 1.2.
Yeah, I just...
And didn't just go to 2.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to change too much at once, because I was like, if I somehow screw up either the website going down because the internet protocols and the way they work, like, I was literally just like following a step-by-step guide that I found online, and I was just like, okay.
And one wrong move, and it never works again.
I was like, okay, it's up still. And I was like, if I try to do this and change the theme at the same time, because I initially wanted V2 to launch with the .com. It's like, it's totally new. But dude, it's crazy. Like the amount of traffic that tweet drove to the site was like stupid.
I bet.
Like I was just like, oh, I didn't think people cared that much about the site's design, but apparently they did.
Well, wait till you put out the new one.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm not just saying that because you're my friend. I'm saying that because it looks so good.
Oh, thanks, dude. Hey, when's your thing coming along now?
Funny you should ask that. So my original plan, I had a plan. It was a fucking solid, great plan.
Okay, let me hear it.
My original plan was, and Karina and I were talking about this because she's helping work on it. And I was like, honestly, I think the best time is March 23rd because the Apple event. And I was like, yeah, well, it'll be a crazy day because we can like take advantage of all that traffic that Apple's getting. Mm. And then.
What happened? No, go ahead.
There was no event that occurred.
It still hurts.
Was that the beginning of this week? Yeah, Tuesday at the beginning of, and I that day I lost my eyebrows. It's been about a full week without eyebrows. There's no progress. My life is a dark abyss.
Still? Wait, there's still no growth?
So, okay, my hair is blonde, so like when it's really short, you can't see it.
Wait, but what? No, your hair's not blonde?
It is, though. My hair's blonde.
No, it's...
It's blonde.
No, it's
literally
not. What are you talking? Sorry, let me just Google.
I have blonde hair.
No, John, your hair is brown.
No, it's darker, but it's blonde.
Dude, that is brown hair. I have never once seen a picture of you with blonde hair.
How about you shut the fuck up?
John, look at every picture of you online ever. That is not blonde.
Dirty blonde hair. Oh, that's not what I have. Mine's a little darker than brown. It's not brown.
That is brown hair.
No, I refuse.
All right, we're going to put out a poll either as we record this or right after. Does John Prosser have blonde hair on @GeniusBarcast? And everybody's
going to
say
blonde or brown.
No. Yeah,
everyone's going to vote for brown, and they're wrong.
Wait, then that proves the point.
A doctor told me.
What? I was like, since when do you go to the doctor? Like, oh, just to confirm for Genius Bar, your hair is blonde.
Right. By the way, you have COVID-19 and your hair is blonde. Thanks for coming. Listen, the point is I have like what feels like if you touch it, first of all, touching it is not a pleasant experience. And I always forget, like I wake up, I have no idea that I don't have eyebrows. And then I see Karina's face when I wake up in the morning and she's just disappointed. And then I remember, dude, she has been drawing eyebrows on me every day just for her own sake.
Oh my God. Dude, like with a washable, like a Crayola?
No, like makeup.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's a thing.
Crayola.
I don't think I've ever put makeup on, to be honest.
Never?
I don't think so. Maybe I should try it.
I used to do a show in New York for Amazon, and there was a makeup lady that put makeup on me every day. And
what?
Dude, that was crazy.
Yo, that's goals.
Dude, it was so cool. I would go to New York. I'd have a private driver. They'd pick me up from the airport. I would fly in these tiny little planes.
Wait.
Pick me up.
What?
Dude, it was nuts. I had a private driver. I had a dressing room with pizza and like fruit and chips in it. It was great. And then on set, in between breaks, if the makeup lady saw I was sweating, she would come over to me and dab my face.
Dog, are you like making this up? Are you serious?
I swear. I swear on Tim Cook.
What? You had a hair make... Wait.
I'll send you pictures. They like, after we get off this, I'll send you pictures. Hopefully they never get posted. I will send them to you, though.
They flew you out? Were you on a... Yeah, wait, have you flown private before?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then they would pick me up in this like in this black Escalade.
Are you fucking
and
kidding
I had
me?
A private... So while I was in New York City, the driver stayed at my hotel. I always had a driver at my hotel. They would swap shifts. And I would just go leave and I would walk outside, get in the Escalade, and they take me wherever I wanted.
I just had to take a selfie of my face as you're describing this, and I will tweet it out later on Genius Bar. Because,
dude, you didn't know this?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know you flew private to your leg and had a hair and makeup person and a fucking driver.
Yeah, okay. So
what the hell am I doing out here?
Right. So this is what happened. They found me from Page Tech, like, I want to say 2016, 2017, and they call me, some producers call me, which, by the way, the producer that was working on my show at the time is now working on The Tonight Show. So he moved up. He leveled up a bit.
That's pretty sick.
His name is Brett Harris. He's such a cool dude. They call me, and they're like, hey, we are launching a new tech show on Amazon's website, and it's like, what is it, Prime TV, like Amazon Prime? The same people that make all the movies and stuff for on Prime and stuff. So it's that team. And they were like, we really love Front Page Tech. We really love you as a host. We'd like you to come out and shoot a pilot with us. And it was like me and a few other people that could have potentially got the gig. BMAC was one of those people.
Whoa.
Yeah. You probably know that name. He and I met. That's how we met each other. And I think maybe he auditioned for the same show or maybe it was something different. I can't remember. It was chaos back then.
Wow.
But my show got greenlit and I got hired as the host. And that was the whole thing. So it was supposed to be a year contract. And I didn't move to New York. I was supposed to. And I was like in the process of stuff. But mainly I would travel from Ohio to New York like 3 times a week.
What?
Dude, it was bonkers. I just get on this tiny little plane and then it was like maybe an hour and a half trip, what? Maybe less. And as soon as I got the airport, there'd be a guy standing there with my name on a sign.
Oh my God.
I have videos and pictures of this because my first time doing it was wild.
Dude, this is
dude
like,
just standing there with my name.
So cool.
And then
cool.
he would take my luggage, walk me to the car and drive me to the hotel. Which was also like provided for me.
Dude.
Yep. And then I would just show up to work the next day.
That is such a great, that is just so cool. First of all, like,
and I'd get to work and Amazon Studios in New York, it's in New York City. And my dressing room would have like pizza and fruit and all sorts of snacks. Oh. And I had a mini fridge full of Red Bull because like that was my thing that I always needed caffeine. Haha. Very funny. Oh. And so they filled this mini fridge up with Red Bull that I always had. And then shooting days, maybe I was there 6 hours and then my driver would take me back to the hotel. Maybe that night it would fly back out or the next morning or something like that. We would just shoot a bunch of stuff and I would leave and then come back later in the week or maybe the next week. It was crazy. It was a crazy gig, but I decided not to do it.
Whoa, why?
Yeah. So this was my mindset. This is a weird personal story that hasn't been told much online. So it's circa 2017, 2018. Maybe it was 2018 when I left Amazon.
Okay.
So the cool thing about YouTube, right, is like we made this a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking we're in charge. We do what we want. We make our own hours. We're not told what to do. It's great. But when you get the call from Amazon and stuff, you're like, okay, I made it. This is it. I made it. This is what YouTube was for, was so a bigger company could find me. But then on set and stuff, like you have producers, a whole team like telling you what to say, how to say it, what to do, how to look. Like it was this whole thing. I'd have to read off a teleprompter and it's Amazon and they would make me talk about products that I didn't give a single shit about. Mm. Like they made me, there was a bunch of stuff that I talked about that I didn't really care about. But the thing that got me was they asked me to, it was scripted in. They wanted me to talk about this alarm clock. I think it was like $20. It was a $20 alarm clock that you could just get on Alibaba for like 2 cents.
Yep.
And it was just one of the companies that slapped their names on it. And it was a circular clock and it lit up.
Mm.
Like it slowly lit up and looked like the sun, I guess. So it would like wake you up naturally. That was the pitch. And in the middle of reading about it, I was like, guys, I gotta be honest. I don't care. I don't care about this. And I can't put my name on it. I just can't do this. And I walked out.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, you walked out?
Yeah.
Yo, how did that go with them? Like,
not great.
Do you think you will not have any opportunities from them in the future, like because of that? Or do you think it could be?
Probably. But honestly, I don't want it. Like,
yeah.
And that is the best thing I ever did because months after that, dude, I thought that was it. Like, I thought that was my only chance. Front Page Tech was making $0.
Mm-hmm.
They were offering me like, it was like $1 million contract, like $800,000 contract for the year. And I walked out and I was like, that's it. Like that was my chance and I blew it. And I think maybe 4 or 5 months later, Front Page Tech took off.
Wow.
And so if I hadn't walked out, if I hadn't had done that, Front Page Tech, no one would know who the fuck, what that is. No one would know who I am. I mean, I was making Front Page Tech for like 4 years at that point.
Yeah.
And it was like for 100 views a video and no one knew who I was. And if I did that, I probably wouldn't have had time for Front Page Tech. I'd probably still be doing Amazon stuff.
Wow.
But I stopped and I went full force into Front Page Tech. I was like, I got like a few bucks left to my name. This is my last chance. I got to make this work. And it worked.
Dude.
And now here we are.
And now we're on the
juice. The rest is history.
That's so interesting. Okay. Just to verify that we're thinking about the same thing, I'm going to send you a picture of something and tell me if this is what you flew on.
Okay.
It is for those wondering, it's a picture of like kind of the stereotypical like looking private jet.
Yeah.
Were you the only person on it?
Yeah. So a lot of the ones that I flew on were called the American Eagle. It was from American Airlines and it was just me.
Dude. What? Yeah. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's so
Amazon
cool.
has a shit ton of money, dude.
How? Obviously, don't reveal the exact number, but like, how, was the compensation like pretty nutty, or was it like, okay, this is pretty good?
No, it was nutty. For me, it was nutty.
Yeah.
It was, I think I said it a second ago, it was about $800,000.
What?
For a year. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How old were you when you were getting a check for 800 grand?
It wasn't. No, I didn't get it all up front.
Yeah.
It was a monthly thing, but it was 2017, 2018. So maybe
dude.
I was 24.
Dog.
Maybe.
That's insane.
You didn't know this about me?
No, I didn't know you. First of all, I didn't know that money was even like attainable for any real human because that's a stupid amount of money.
Yeah, after we get done, just as bros, I'll send you pictures and stuff from that time period.
Dude, that is so sick.
Yeah, there's like screenshots of me on the front page of Amazon and I have a bunch of pictures of like my dressing room and the set and all that shit.
Whoa, dude, that is so
I will dig
sick.
It up and find it for you. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope, dude. That is wild. I mean, that's crazy that you left, but like that sanity and that ability to do your own thing is something that I totally understand. Like some people I think do really well in those environments. It's something that I've always wanted to try. It would be fun to have a team. It would be fun to like sort of just be the guy that shows up, does a job and then goes. But at the same time,
it sounded so cool, dude, until I was doing it.
I mean, that just goes to show you money ain't worth everything. You know,
that is one of the like few points in my career when I'm like grateful that I had the integrity that I did at that time. Like
that
it seemed like
amazing.
I was terrified. It sounded scary. It was scary. It sounded really dumb for me to, you know, walk away. But if I hadn't walked away, none of this would exist. Front Page Tech wouldn't be a thing. I wouldn't, you know, I did all of this to be my own boss and to not be told what to do. And it would have almost been like I threw it all away, you know, just to work for Amazon. And I was only guaranteed a year. Like, who knows? they might not renew my contract, and then I'm back to square one. Of course, I have $800,000, yeah. But it was still, it wasn't worth it. It was the traveling was too much. I was tired.
Yeah.
Like traveling to New York.
Fuck,
first
dude.
Of all, that place is a dumpster fire. It's like a concrete garbage can is yeah, what that place is.
I don't
is.
Think I would enjoy New York personally. I've never been, but
I was so excited, you know, because visiting New York is great.
Yes.
But when you have to travel there 3 times a week and work there, it is insanity.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, like 3 times a week, you're getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
literally
I was supposed
like,
to move. I was supposed to move there eventually, but yeah, that's what I did. My entire time working for Amazon in New York, I traveled there 3 times a week, like on a plane, got off the plane to a driver, and then went to the hotel.
And how long did you do it for before working out?
I want to say it only lasted 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
Once it got started, it took 6 months for the show to be greenlit. So after I shot the pilot, I was waiting on my ass for 6 months before I got the call where they're like, you got the job.
Yo. Are those episodes still up?
I doubt it. I have some, I think.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have some, but I don't believe they are still up. Hang on, we'll take a quick break. I'm gonna send Sam a video and then get his reaction. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, so welcome back. First, Sam, you saw the video.
Yeah, man.
What do you think?
This is like legit as heck. You look like the news person on my TV doing this. Like, I literally was like, I am watching News Channel 5. Like, the hand motion. Like, you were great.
Yeah, it's basically.
You were really good.
Well, that's what happens when you're reading the teleprompter. Yeah, it was good enough to get the show, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's weird because, like, so we just took this break to show so I could show you this video, but we actually just had like a deep bro talk for a few minutes, like during the break, because my mental health was all sorts of screwed up. Like one of my biggest memories is not the show, is not like moments on set or anything. It's being severely motion sick from traveling. Like, I would get off the plane motion sick, get into a car. Like, you remember how your reaction was like, you had a driver? That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, I dreaded it because I get in the car. The driver would drive like an asshole through New York City, which was a mess. And I was already car sick or motion sick from traveling. And the first thing I do when I get to the hotel is throw up everywhere and then try to get myself together enough to go to work.
Dude.
And I did that 3 times a week.
Dude, that, and like, that just goes to show you, I would have, if I watched this clip, if we didn't have that moment where we talked about it, like, I would have never known that that was so impactful. And like, that's something that I go through as well. Like, we were talking privately that, like, you know, I have these diagnoses or like mental health things. And I mean, the number one thing that has changed my life and taken me from those like crippling points, which I still have, I have really bad days, horrible weeks, is therapy. And that's why we've partnered up with BetterHelp for one of our first sponsors on Genius Bar.
That I got to be honest, that has to be the cleanest sponsor segue I've ever heard. And it happened on our show. You're welcome, audience.
Yeah. I mean,
seriously, though, they have in the copy that we're supposed to spell out HELP. But I feel at this point, you all know what BetterHelp is. Absolutely amazing service. Like, this is one of those game changers that, I don't know, it just wasn't. It took too long for something like this to exist, especially, you know, now. I feel like people struggle enough having to physically go to therapy to see their therapist or whatever, because it's just like, I don't know, there's this weird, it's unwarranted, but there's this weird stigma there, and like, the nerves get to you, and it's just like, people, you might be nervous to just go physically. Having to go to a physical location is enough to, you'll start making excuses and not go. Or now, especially with COVID restrictions and stuff, it's absolutely amazing where you can, from beginning to end, like once you reach out and start, you can be matched with your own personal licensed professional therapist that you can start talking to within under 48 hours.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's like, I mean, as somebody, like, we both go through this. Like, we both struggle with our mental health, and we've talked about points privately in our lives where things have gotten tough. And it's a lot of time, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You just figure, you know, people are like, just don't like stress about that. It's like, dude, that's not how it works. Like
there's just a switch. Yes. Just be happy.
No, I mean, that's like why therapy has been so beneficial. I've been doing therapy online, like, since the pandemic has started. And being able to like time it out so you can schedule it and you can just plan the sessions, either video or phone, whatever you're comfortable with. You don't have to go in. You're not wasting time.
It could be just a text message. That's the coolest part. Like, you know, you're not required to commit to like sitting down for an hour or whatever, like every week where you got, like, you show up for your appointment. You can reach out to them, text your therapist, and get a really thoughtful response. And I think that's super modern and super cool of them. And another cool thing is, not just like, you know, you physically don't have to get up and go somewhere. Also, there's a bunch of therapists there that just have a different range of expertise that maybe somebody locally to you just doesn't have.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point, because access to therapy is really, really tough. And like, you know, we live in places where it might be available, but some people might live in super rural areas where it's like, there just isn't that there. And like, BetterHelp is the way to actually get access to that help you need. Because sometimes you need help. Sometimes you do. I need help.
We love making this show to make you laugh. And like, I got a comment or a tweet last night that it was just somebody, like somebody's wife. There's a fan of the show who it's her husband that actually watches the show, Front Page Tech, all the time. But she tweeted me because she said she was just having a really terrible day and her husband turned on Front Page Tech and it was just an episode that was funny and it made her laugh and like really helped her day. And you know what? Sometimes, a lot of times, laughter is the best medicine, but I think that actually sitting down to talk to somebody and not trying to avoid it and ignore it is even better. So get started now, betterhelp.com/geniusbar. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/geniusbar to get started. That'll give you 10% off, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I mean, like, if you've never tried it, give it a go. Maybe you love it. Maybe you hate it. Like, I feel like a lot of people, I know I looked at therapy like this, like, this is going to fix everything. This is going to change my life. Or it's like, you don't want to go to therapy. It's such a stigma. Either way, you don't know until you try it. Give it a go. Maybe you love it. Maybe it helps. Maybe it's the worst thing. But you're never going to know until you take that step to take charge of your mental health. And
this is one of those things where, like, our agency reached out to us. And this is one of those brands that we were hoping we would be able to get to work with, because it's something that Sam and I really strongly believe in. And as soon as our agency reached out and was like, hey, you know, would you be interested in working with BetterHelp? Sam and I immediately responded and said, yes, absolutely. We'd love to have them on the show. So thanks to BetterHelp for, you know, supporting us, sponsoring the show, but also supporting the audience, getting 10% off. BetterHelp.com, HELP.com/geniusbar.
All right, let's get back to the Apple news.
All right.
Let's get back to the Apple news, dog.
All right, let's talk about that notch leak that happened.
That is something that I love. For what we're referencing, basically, there's two notch designs that are floating around right now. There's the one that is like shorter, but the exact same width. That's what John has heard from sources. That's what we thought was going to be on the iPhone 13. However,
yeah, which by the way, I'm hearing is still part of prototypes. So like, I don't know if this other thing is final or what's going on. But it's funny because the notch that leaked this year, or just last week, was the notch that I've been saying was coming before we heard rumblings of the shorter notch.
And yeah, the design John has also shared before is like the more compact, same height, but like 50% as big. And personally, I'm a much bigger fan of this most recent notch design and the kind of the original one that was floating around. It just, yeah, I don't know. The other one,
it matches the diagram exactly that I tweeted last year around iPhone 12 time. It's like the hardware engineering diagram with a bunch of stuff that I don't understand on it. But it matches. It's crazy to see, like, you know, sort of a mock-up sketch like that I leaked early last year to now seeing like a physical representation of that. It's nuts.
I will say the source is a bit weird on this one. It's shared by Mac Rumors, and they claim to have gotten the photos from this Greek repair company called iRepair.
Yeah.
So that was
how would they end up with
odd. And like, I think you mentioned in your video or somebody else did, maybe I did, I can't remember, but it was like, well, wait, couldn't this just be old info?
Yeah.
That they finally got
that's
their
what
hands
I'm thinking
on.
Like, because it's the same design that I leaked last year, but that's the thing. This design, at least from what I know internally, has been discussed since iPhone 11.
Yeah.
So this isn't relatively new. It's been a thing that's been floating around. And I wonder if they just somehow got their hands on like old like prototypes of this, like of the glass panel. I just don't understand how a company like iRepair would end up with this.
Yeah, it's weird, especially now. Like, usually you start seeing sort of like screen leaks like this near June, July, you know, when mass production is starting to ramp up, or the very, like, you know, DVT stages are done, the production is happening. Like, it's interesting to see, but I really, really like it. It feels better. And like we were talking about recognizability being a hallmark for why Apple would keep the notch. Like, why else would they do it? Obviously, we sort of came to the consensus that would make sense for them to behave that way. And like, this, I think, would do the job, and it looks good. Like, this is what I've been asking you for. This is what I want. Obviously, we all want no notch one day, and that is coming, according to Guo Minxi.
That still sounds insane to think about them doing a whole bunch.
I had to redo like a video like 7 takes because I literally couldn't say it, because it's in my mind, it's Minxico. Like, that is permanently so it's Guo Minxi. But yeah, I mean, I think it looks fantastic. I don't really see any advantage of the other notch.
Do you think this is it, though? Do you think this is what we're going to get for iPhone 13?
I don't know.
Like, what do you feel in your heart?
I feel like if they were going to do this, they would have done it a year ago.
Well, you know what's interesting? Do you remember when Steve from OnLeaks first gave us the renders for iPhone 11?
Uh-huh.
The triple camera thing? Do you remember he released two designs?
Yep. And this is the exact notch that we have on that second design of those renders that I'm looking at right now.
That's what I mean. This design has been around and been discussed and played with for years. So it's insane to see, like, one, a physical, like, part be leaked. And it just makes me wonder, especially coming from a company like iRepair, that maybe they just stumbled on some old stuff. I don't know. But somebody from iRepair watched the show where I mentioned that, and they said that it's legit. I forget their exact wording, but it was like they were being really like snarky about it. Like, it's legit, and you'll see in 6 months.
Interesting. I just texted you a picture so I'd remember to share it at some point this week. But yeah, I mean, these leaked, you know, a long time ago. Like, this has been out since January 15th, 2019 is when I added it to like my sort of like library of leaked images and photos that I just have on my computer.
And the diagram that I leaked last year, you know, effectively all that changed was the earpiece is getting moved up into the top bezel. That's what the leak said anyway. And I think that the parts for Face ID, like the molding and stuff, is going to be plastic, and that helps cut down a little bit on size.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, because we've had, along with the information I gave, we also had like DigiTimes and I think the Elec or somebody come out saying the notch is going to be the same size but shorter.
Yeah, it was, I think, the dude Ice Universe that said that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he did say that, didn't he?
He's not got a good track record for Apple stuff.
He's amazing for Samsung. I'm not sure where he gets. I mean, maybe because he has sources within Samsung and Samsung works on some Apple stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the screen.
Also, here's the question. For that Mac Rumors leak, the front glass panels, there was only three of them. How you end up with only three sizes?
Well, 2 6.1 inch.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true.
But it looks like the Mini. So, I mean, they do have something for the Mini. So I guess as recent as the iPhone 12 Mini, they would have been looking into this design. I mean,
which from what I know, and I mentioned this on Front Page Tech like a couple months ago, there is going to be a 13 Mini. Like, they're not getting rid of that just because the 12 Mini didn't do well.
But should there be a 13 Mini?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I know that there's so many people in the tech community don't like that phone. But I mean, I have it and I have not touched it since November. I don't use it. It is too small.
Aren't there a few people, doesn't like Drew from Talosive and Quinn from Snazzy Labs, don't they use the Mini?
So does Jonathan Morrison. He made a whole video about it. And I respect it, but like my hands, maybe it's just because I'm like 6 foot my two, hands. But like, it's just too small. My hands are too big.
So there will be a 13 Mini, but I mean, they just had a super cycle for the 12. Mm-hmm. So even bad 12 mini sales are still phenomenal.
Yeah. And there's been all those reports about them cutting production for the 12 mini. I mean, I just don't see a world where it makes sense. They should just cut their losses.
Well, because you can imagine how many they made. Oh, they were like, oh, this is going to do so well. And they made so many of them that now they can just cut production and they still have like a stockpile of 12 minis.
You know, maybe without a new iPhone SE coming, it would do better. Maybe that's their saving grace. Is that that's why they're not releasing the SE 2 this year. But I mean, personally, I would just say move the 6.1 inch iPhone 12 down to $699 and keep the Pros at the same price. And I think Apple would do just as well. I really do.
I agree. Well, remember when we were hearing that the 12 mini would have a smaller notch?
Yeah.
Only the 12 mini?
Yeah, and it doesn't.
No, not at
all.
Even
though there was a lot of leaks that showed that.
What was the reasoning? Because the regular notch doesn't fit in that small form
I think
factor?
That was like, well, that's why they're switching it. But yeah, sure enough, no say. I'm looking at the notch. I'm getting fed up just because I'm like, how has this not changed? Please give us a better notch, Apple. It's just, you know, it's been so long.
I saw that you tweeted from the Genius Bar account, what color is John Prosser's hair? Can I vote?
Yes, you can.
Like how you used black as an option. My hair is black. I vote blonde. Oh my God, 70% said brown. Yep. Guys, no. Okay, I'm going to retweet this. I need my audience to come in for me hard with this one. It's blonde.
It is not. It's not even close.
Okay, is there a test? Is there a test that I can take? Can I go to a place that will like pluck a hair and like do a test on the pigment?
Come on down to St. Louis. I'll look at your hair and say, yep, it's still brown. It is.
Okay, I'll do that. It really is.
I mean, listen, hair color, very vital. I think personally, what color is my hair, John? You tell me.
Yours is definitely blonde.
No, it's actually black. Just kidding.
How about fuck you, Sam?
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, listen, we're obviously talking about hair. This is clearly us just BSing until new Apple products come out. Like, I know that that's all I'm here for. I opened up this way and, you know, an hour in, I'm like, I still want new Apple products. Do you think we're going to get an announcement soon for this thing? Are we going to have any
fun? I would hope so.
Or is it going to be mid-April? I don't know. Cause
dude, I hope we'll see an announcement soon. And I hope that we get this out of the way. So I have some troubling news.
Oh no.
Yeah. And media websites, feel free to not report this. I feel like I shouldn't be put on any websites until my eyebrows grow back. from the good source.
Like the good?
The good.
Oh, the good good. Like the,
yeah, when you,
the good good.
What a nickname for him. The good good. He says no AirPods.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He or she, sorry. Yeah. Could be anybody.
They.
Yeah.
That is so, okay. So I think Apple flipped on that.
You think so?
Why did Minchico and Digitimes and multiple other sources say it was coming in Q2 and now all of a sudden they all say Q3, Q4?
And Kang said they were ready to ship, didn't he? Huh.
That's one where I think Apple literally changed their mind for some reason.
Yeah, well, see, it's hard for me to go against Kang because I said they were ready to ship first. And then when Kang said it, I was like, oh, this is great validation for me. Kang's like 102% accurate or something crazy. And so I was like, that's good. And now I feel weird going against Kang because more often than not, he's going to be right and I'll be wrong because of his track record. But this is coming from the good. So
man, I wonder why not. I wanted new AirPods. All those leaks for nothing.
It is crazy because like to get that many pictures of, I mean, what a lot of them look like people had them physically in their possession. That typically only happens like towards retail time, right?
Yeah. No, that's when it happens. I mean, so yeah, I mean. It's sounding like we're basically just going to get iPad Pro and AirTags and then Apple Watch bands.
But that's the troubling thing. I haven't heard Kang or anybody mention AirTags.
Dude, do you think that they got canceled? Could you imagine if they never happened?
Dude, that would break my little heart.
I would be actually
upset. Those are one of those things that I need.
No.
Like, okay.
I'm upset if they don't come out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need them personally, like, in my life. I need them to come out is what I need, yeah, because I need people to see the design and see that it matches my renders. Mac Rumors, dude, somebody sent this to me. Mac Rumors, you know, they usually do their own renders of stuff. So they have their own renders of AirTags, right? And you know, the text that's along the AirTags was like designed by Apple in California, Bluetooth LE, all that shit. On the AirTag, theirs says based on a dubious rumor.
What?
How fucking salty
found that.
Is that? This is the same guy that gave you the AirPods renders as well, by the way. Just want to let you know, the AirPods Max, same guy that gave you that. But sure, dubious rumor.
Dude, that's just because at this point they're never coming. It is very weird.
Are they talking about like, I mean, think about how many times AirTags have been referenced, even officially, like in iOS.
Yeah. I mean,
I think this is a personal attack where they're like, this render is based on a dubious rumor from John Prosser who made up what AirTags look like.
No, I mean, that design, I mean, that's it. I have not seen German say anything against that design.
Yeah. And remember when I leaked, when I first showed the design, I said they were small. They're about the size of a bottle cap.
You were right.
Which bottle caps, I guess, are 28 millimeters. And this is, according to Weinbach, or Max Limesack. what did he say? 32 by 32 by 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're small. But ooh,
$39. What are your thoughts?
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe.
I think that's too low, personally. I think it's going to be 49 or 59 each.
Yeah.
Because Samsung's
I would guess
that are ultra wideband are like 39.
Oh yeah. I doubt they'll be 39. But here's another thing. I haven't heard of two sizes happening. Like, I know there were two sizes being tested, but I have not heard of two sizes being released. The only person that I've seen say that is gonna happen is Love to Dream. Mm-hmm.
And he really cucked me. He really cucked me this week. Did you see what he did to me?
What'd he do?
Dude.
Oh, the OnlyFans thing.
80% of his last tweets have been about my OnlyFans. I don't know if he's like hitting on me at this point or what's going on, which, like, fine if he is, but like.
But, and you were trying to trade an iMac. Dude, link?
I was like, tell me when the iMac's coming. He goes, okay, post the link. I post the link, specially recorded a video for it. And he just goes, he posts a picture of Apple Watch bands that are colorful and puts a sunglasses emoji.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that was him saying that the iMac's going to come in colors. But.
Yeah. Oh, and remember he gives a thumbs up emoji to my tweet about the colors.
So I think he knows that, but I want the release and he has not told me the release. And honestly, I think he doesn't know.
Dude. So after, I think if he knew, he would say it.
Yeah.
He said that, so what's interesting is after I leaked the iMac colors, I started looking back like through his tweets to see if I could solve any of his puzzles. And he did. He tweeted one, like new colors coming to, you know, in the letters that his little puzzles that he puts, new colors coming to iMac. And I think at the time he thought it was March. So I put, I messaged him and was like, hey, does this say, you know, new colors coming to iMac in March? And he gave me one of his like emojis confirming it. But another thing, as I was going back, like 2 days before I gave the colors, like the same colors as iPad or whatever, he tweeted a lineup of Apple Watch bands in that specific color order.
Wait, what? Wait, the day before you did which leak?
Like 2 days before I tweeted the iMac colors, he tweeted a row of Apple Watch bands, but in those specific colors, like in that order.
What?
Yeah, like his shit is deep.
I'm trying to find that tweet because that is pretty crazy.
So what? It was like maybe a month ago, maybe longer.
That is really interesting. And he does know a lot. Like, dude, I have spoken to him privately and like I'm trying to think, he told me something was coming like months before it came out. I think he might have said the new iMac was coming in August. He did. He told me privately in like July.
Oh, yeah.
And I could not share it.
So I leaked that it was coming August 7th, I think. And, And he messaged me after that. So he definitely knew.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, I guess for other stuff, maybe Apple just has this iMac really locked
Okay,
down.
I found the tweet. I found the tweet. Nice. So it was not Apple Watch bands. Oh, I can't share it because he has his account private. I'd take a screenshot. So it wasn't Apple Watch bands. It was even more suspicious, cases for iPhones.
Hmm.
Here, I'm going to send you the picture on Twitter.
Very mysterious.
Since I can't send you the tweet.
Very mysterious.
Okay, I sent you the tweet.
He's such an interesting guy. Maybe, you know what? I'm going to message him and see if he wants to come on the podcast. Wow. And he did the sly emoji.
Yeah. Like in the order. That's what I'm saying, man. He's very sneaky.
He really is. It's very, very interesting. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask that we should touch on this week was, we got this iPhone 13 stuff about the new matte black colors, orange coming, upgraded portrait mode. That was pretty interesting from Weinbach and Everything Apple Pro. By the way, Everything Apple Pro is just great renders. They're so good.
I know. Like, and so Jermaine does his renders, right?
Yeah.
Concept creator. Absolutely. He's it. Like, there's a lot of concept designers on the internet, and as far as I'm concerned, he's tippy top. That's why when I work with any new leak designs, I go to him. Number one, because I can trust him. Like, he hasn't shared anything, you know, behind my back. So
yeah, I'm more of a renders by Ian guy myself. Shout out to Ian. He's my day one. He's a good kid.
He is really great.
Good kid. Great renders. So talented. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, he said you like made his entire day when you retweeted his render.
Oh, yeah. His iMac render. Dude, they were good. They were great.
He told me, he was like, dude, we FaceTimed the other day. He was like, dude, when John did that, I literally freaked the fuck out. So.
And I saw him like a couple days later, like he did it and I missed it because my notifications are stupid. And so, but I think somebody tagged me in it or something and I saw it and was like, holy shit, these are great. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, so the Everything Apple Pro video was, I mean, there was a couple good tidbits in there. Most of it was like, I made a joke on Front Page Tech that he basically just leaked that it's going to be better. Like those were the details he gave. But towards the end, they gave us some good details about the color, the two different colors, a matte black, which they said it isn't final. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth, I guess. But a matte black color and a bronze color.
Yeah, bronze orange.
Which sounds disgusting.
Oh, I'm so into it. I put on my hot take helmet. I put on my video that I published today.
I haven't
seen
your video today.
I put on the hot take helmet. I'm like, listen, a lot of people hate orange. I'm all for it. Give me orange, iPhone. Give me orange.
It's one of those things that sounds disgusting. Like when the iPhone 11 was supposed to come out in green, that sounds gross. But Apple did it in such a way that I'm like, yeah, I can roll with that color. That's nice.
And I was just like, dude, for the S year, if they do a color that nobody really does, even if it's ugly, it's going to draw attention when it has the Apple logo on it. I'm just thinking, if they did like a Pacific orange, like a vibrant, brilliant orange, that would be hot. I'm in. I'm in.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Please forgive me for doing this on our show. Okay. But did you know that color was leaked before, the bronze color?
No. Who?
I can't believe I'm saying this on the show.
Wait, yeah, from that stupid account that you made.
No. Oh yeah, I made a joke on the fake Apple account that said the only for the mini we were gonna get orange. That wasn't supposed to be. Well, apparently a couple leaks from that are coming true. Like there's rumors of an actual Apple TV or Apple Arcade Plus, which I made that up. That was not actual knowledge. And now an orange iPhone. I don't know. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just start making bullshit leaks, and then a year later they'll be.
That's
true.
The way Apple gets their army.
So a certain account that we aren't huge fans of, Reeks.
I know who you're talking about.
Apple Low, you know that account? Months ago, they said bronze for Pro.
Dude, there's no way.
That's what I'm... I don't know. That makes no sense. At the time, I was like... Because when I saw that like a while ago, I was like, that's pretty funny for him to say that because that sounds ridiculous. But then Max said it. And Max gave us the blue color last year.
He did. I didn't believe it at the time, and that was spot on.
For a whole year, we called it navy blue. Dude, he gave us the blue color in January.
That's crazy.
and it actually happened.
I've talked to, I have not talked to Max directly, but I have talked to the people involved with the information getting dispersed. Very fascinating, very cool people. And it's crazy the steps that they go through.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a.
Wait, are you saying that you like talked to Max's source?
I can't give out any more information on the show.
What does that even mean, Sam?
Yeah.
That was so cryptic.
I know,
but
I can't say anything else.
What did that even mean?
But hey, you wanna end the show on the German leak of this week that is totally out there?
Hit me.
Apple Watch Series 7 Explorer Edition.
The rugged
edition. Hell is that?
Did you know that it's made for Chuck Norris, and if you're not Chuck Norris, you can't have it?
I'm convinced.
When you go to check out, it just says no.
Dude, this I would not believe if it was from
anyone
anybody
but
else.
Yeah.
What?
It sounds ridiculous.
The tougher watch could be made of a more rubberized material and designed for athletes, hikers, and others who use the device in more extreme environments.
So it sounds ridiculous, right? But this is the same company that made the same, like the same watch, same internals, works the same, does the same shit, but charged $17,000 because they covered it in gold.
And it didn't sell at all. There's no way they sold more than 1,000 of those. There's
no way. I mean, they just gave it to a few celebrities to take some pictures.
And honestly, it worked. It got everybody to say, oh, there's a lower version of this too? Okay, I'll buy it.
I mean, it worked for the initial launch. That was genius marketing. Well,
honestly, God, they're so good.
Get the Apple Watch in front of people.
Oh, they're so smart. Saying they could come this year. What? Who's going to buy this watch, John?
I mean, don't hikers and stuff. Well, first, when I read the article, because I was reading it on the show, I read bikers. And I was like, what the fuck? Why do bikers need a rugged watch? But I feel like those people, they probably have an Apple Watch now and they just wear one of those fucky cases. Hello?
Oh, shoot. It cut out.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. I just went silent.
Okay. Okay, good. Like people that need that watch now, I use the word need loosely, but wouldn't they just put a case on their current Apple Watch? Like, why would they want a rubberized Apple Watch?
I remember I was shocked that like Apple Watch cases existed because I was like, wait, like nobody puts a case on their watch. I was like, you were a child on a leash if you're buying a case for your watch. Like, there's no way, dog. Because I'm looking at mine and like, you know, do I scratch it a little bit? You know, maybe there's some damn scratch. Oh, God, there's actually way more scratches than I thought. Damn it. Now I'm sad.
Apple Watch, though, is in the territory for me where it's like impulse buy territory. Mm. Where like, if I get enough scratches, I'll be like, fuck it. I'll just go and get a new one.
Yeah, dude. It's just like, you know, I mean, I guess I don't.
A rugged Apple Watch
makes products, you and I agree, for the masses. The watch is for everyone. They want every human on the planet to make an Apple Watch. And this Explorer Edition, it's like, sure. But they said same functionality, same internals. It's just going to be like more impact resistant. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's it. Yeah. A rubberized Apple Watch. Dude, that sounds awful. That sounds like a $30 watch from Amazon that you
would buy. I don't understand. I think this is a weird one. And honestly, I'm not too convinced we're going to see this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they're just like, nah, never mind.
Or is this like you made that comparison? I didn't even think of that. Is this going to be like the gold watch where they're going to show off this one and how weird it looks and people get, mm-hmm. oh my God, this is the craziest. And then everybody buys the new watch because they're like, oh, there's
a sport. Is it going to be a mini situation where they just make this for a very niche market and it just tanks?
I mean, that's what it's, I don't imagine, like, I mean, sure, it's going to be great for some people. I'm sure some people would be into the rugged, but I don't know. I mean, I guess.
It really takes the polish away too from Apple products. It's just like, what, it's going to be rubber?
I mean, dude, I got made fun of so much in college and in high school for having an Apple Watch. People are like, that looks like shit.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. They were like,
oh, fuck those people.
Well, I mean,
welcome to the wrong side of history.
I mean, to be fair, it's not the most beautiful watch. Like, it's kind of just like a screen on your wrist.
It's also not ugly. Oh, I'm sorry. Those people over there with their fucking digital watches and stuff. My phone calls go there. My text messages go there. Go ahead, text me. I can tell you what it is without picking up my phone, you asshole.
It clearly got to me because I was just like, okay, I won't think my watch is cool.
It got to me and it's years later and they didn't say it to me. And I'm like, you suck.
You suck more, dude. God, you got a comment on one of my videos today. Like, of course, it's like, because you probably are like me and you'll like check the initial comments just to make sure like you didn't not cut something out or like make something.
Yeah.
You know, I always
I'm like that for like the first hour, dude. I'm so anal.
Yeah.
When the first hour after the show comes out, I'm just like refreshing, looking at all the comments and all
that
shit.
I don't do it for a super long time, but I do spot checks just to make sure like, oh, like, mm-hmm. you know, because like sometimes like I've made like a bad joke and people are like, hey, that's kind of offensive. And it's like, okay, that's good feedback. Like I won't make... You know,
right.
Whatever, just bad comedy. So it's like, okay, I got that. Today I just see a comment. Somebody's like, bro, you look like shit. Rest a little bit. And I was like, what the fuck, Brian?
What a personal attack.
It was one of those guys that had the profile picture of like side profile with his head like looking toward the sky. And I was like, yeah you keep dreaming, buddy. One. You start that business. Keep going. You'll get there. You'll get there one day when you're done leaving YouTube comments.
So did you rest, Sam?
I played some video games. Today was nice. I honestly got some really good sleep the past couple of nights, which I was thankful for.
So this is a weird little life hack for the audience. Is there a period of time where like if they want to leave a comment and they want to ensure that you see the comment, is there a certain period of time that they could comment? Like for me, I know that if I tell you guys right now, I read the comments for the first hour and usually after that, not really. So if mm-hmm. you really want me to see your comment, I usually will see every single one of them that comes in for the first hour and that's about
I'm like the first 10 minutes and then just
get
the
in and
most
get out.
Random times ever. Like, oh, I'll yeah. show. Like it's so inconsistent, but like,
do you respond to comments?
Yeah. I've adopted a new approach. I'm really trying to like live life to its fullest. So like, if it's a nice comment, I'm like, thanks man. You made my day. Or I love you. Like love you back. Mm-hmm. Or like I've been going off on some people in the comments. Like when somebody says some shit, I'm just like
get some
oh,
rest.
Really? I hope your dog and your profile picture is still with you. Like I hope that they don't just get into a horrible accident and get hit by a car. Like I have no holds bar anymore for YouTube comments. I do not care if you're going to come at me. Fine. Then let's have a little discourse. It's a two-way street, buddy. I can reply. Cause at first I was like, I'm never going to say anything back. And then I was like, nah.
Remember that email that went out from YouTube at the end of last year that was like, this is how many comments you've replied to for the whole year. Mine was like a stupid number, like 12 or something for the whole year. And I was like, oh my God, that looks so bad. Like as a number in front of me that I see, like how many comments I responded to the whole year and it's 12. What an asshole. So I think I'm probably at 6 so far this year. So far, so good.
I'm just looking back at some of the comments I gave back and they're really...
Now I'm curious. Now I got to
Here's one.
Look at all your
so
comments.
Somebody named Order in Chaos. They go, this is you. BS, BS, BS. Then cringy jokes, cringy bad jokes. Talk fast, talk fast, talk fast. Commercial, commercial, commercial. Then what the WTF? I've been watching this video for 6 minutes and nothing yet? Hell no. I'm out of here. You're so fucking annoying. Dude, I just hit back. I go, LMAO, shut the hell up. I dare you to make a video this good.
Yeah. Got him. Dude, the comments that they make no sense where people are like, you talk too much.
Like, what
the fuck does that even mean? You're watching a video. Go read a tweet if you have a problem with too many words.
That is a weird one. It's like, wait, do you know what video is? Do you know what news
do you know
is?
How this works?
This is a
you want me to just look at you, turn the camera on and just look?
Just be telepathic.
You talk too
much. That is a good
does
one.
Does that even mean?
Yeah. BS, BS, BS followed by talk more, talk more, talk more.
Or all the people that are like, wow, you just had to make this video 10 minutes good. For extra ad revenue. First of all, I bet the same guy that commented that, like, oh, you just needed extra money. I bet they just did 10 hours of overtime at their stupid 9-to-5 job.
No, 100%.
Fucking asshole. Yeah.
And it's like, you have to put it in perspective too. Like, cause I'm sure you were like this when you first started YouTube. Like, and still to this day, sometimes some comments will hit me. Like some comments, if it's like the same thing, Like if like mm-hmm. seven people would have been like, dude, you need to rest. I would have been like, oh shit, really? Like, you know, but like most of the time,
get a text from you like, no genius bar this week. Got to sleep.
Got to rest. It was like I was feeling very, very energetic. See, it's still like, because you read those comments and it's just like, wait, am I doing okay? And then you're like, oh, this is just a dumb person that feels bad about themselves. Like, because I was like, wait, I've also just like the way I deal with like emotional distress. I'm not like a lash out and be mean guy. I'm like a self-internalize. Right. It's a betterhelp.com/geniusbar. That's H-E-L-P.
Right.
But no. Like people deal with stuff in different ways, which is totally fair. But I'm just like, I know you're not like this. Like, I'm just going to leave a mean comment on this person's video for no reason.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have you ever just left somebody just like a hateful comment?
No, unless they were saying something hateful in the video or doing something problematic or just being a bad person. But like, I've never just watched somebody's video who's like clearly just like doing their shit and been like, hey, your shirt kind of looks awful today. It's like, what? Why would you do that?
Dude, my favorite is Twitter, where like somebody says some like hateful shit and I look at their profile and it's literally like, that's their full-time job. It's just saying hateful stuff.
And they always have the Punisher icon. Why do they have the Punisher icon?
It's just like, that's what you do your whole day is just like, just be upset at somebody that's
the
not
Punisher
even you.
Is stupid. You just pick someone cooler. He's like the most God, it's just so annoying. It's so annoying. I don't know why people, I mean, I guess people just have nothing else to do and they're probably just like, I wish I had a platform. So like, why don't I just be mean?
Right.
Which I guess I get, I'm sorry, but.
Honestly, it's been a pretty good week for me. Like, first of all, I didn't expect that I'd be shaving my fucking eyebrows. Like, when I started this month, dude, it felt good. I was like, we're going to have an event. It's going to be really fun. We're going to have new Apple products this week. You know, it's going to be Apple season again. So views will be up. Everything will be good. Little did I fucking know at the end of the month, I was going to be shaving off my fucking eyebrows like an asshole. But it went well, dude. The reaction for that video, like, just like the live tweets as people were seeing it, because I guess people didn't think I was actually going to do it. But I did it and people lost their minds on Twitter and in the comments. It's been a lot of fun. Awesome. So all in all, worth it. And I don't have final numbers yet, but we raised like thousands of dollars for Wish
Hell
for Kids.
Yeah. Oh, I need to donate. I still need to donate. I didn't do it yet. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, you're going to donate?
Of course I'm going to donate, dude.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so Karina was like, should we donate? And I was like, what? We are. Like, the entire ad revenue from the video is going to them. And she's like, oh, I guess that counts. Yeah. What do you mean that counts? That money is our money. Like, it gets paid to us anyway. And we're saying, no, it goes here. So that's it's the same thing as sending a donation right now, but it's the entire episode ad revenue. So I'm thinking about, so it's looking like the donations. So I'm like in contact with Wigs for Kids trying to figure out all these final numbers, because in the description, we left a link directly to their PayPal. So like, I didn't see that. So I'm getting the numbers from them and it's looking like they actually, like the viewers donated more than the episode made in ad revenue. So I'm thinking about matching their donations and like the audience's donations. And I think I'm going to wait till the end of the month, or like not the end of this month, but like, you know, a month after the video went out. So it collects as much ad revenue as it's basically going before we donate that money. But absolutely amazing. People were like, you know, tweeting screenshots of their donations. Aww. They were sending like $200 and stuff. Awesome. And it was just amazing.
Great organization too, from what I've seen. Yeah, I just threw some.
And they're from, their headquarters are in Ohio, where I used to live.
That's perfect.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, I've been thinking about doing
and I donated all my little eyebrow hairs and they're going to make like a little wig.
Wait, really? Oh, really. I was like, wait, that seems kind of weird, but okay. But I'll support you either way.
You were going to try to play that. Yeah, I'm like, well, that's sweet.
I was like, that's going to put a little wig on a mouse or okay.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's awesome. Dude, I've been thinking about doing a fundraiser.
We should do one
dude,
together.
I've been thinking about Stop Asian Hate just because I know that that has been talked about a lot. And it is a big issue.
A lot going on right now.
It's a big issue. And I've been thinking about some way to give back or do something. But we'll talk about it. We'll see what we can do, because I want to do more charity. It's so important. And I love to see
this was
like
a good example. Like, I mean, I didn't know I guess it was a good wake up call for me seeing, like, you know, that we could, I mean, you said it last week that the community can move actual mm-hmm. money. And it's just something that, like, you don't really consider or don't think that the results would be that good. But, like, I mean, it's thousands of dollars like that in the lives of how many children is going to make, like, it's going to make a crazy impact. Just them just being able to, you know, for whatever treatment they're going through or, you know, burn victims or whatever, just like even getting one wig, dude, that's like, that changes their whole fucking life for a second. That's really cool.
Absolutely, dude. It's a big deal.
I feel like we're in the wrong business. I feel like we need to stop making YouTube videos and go do something impactful.
Hey, we're young because long term, yeah, I mean, it's where we're at right now. We got time. We're starting small.
I mean, honestly, that's the best part of my job is that that we make people laugh. Dude. Like, that's the coolest thing. Like, no matter if you had a shitty day or whatever, sit down and let me make you laugh for 10 minutes.
And that's,
watch me shave my eyebrows.
I know. Like, I just looking through the comments and, like, you know, as much as you, like, we both get those comments, like, you talk too much. Like, there was just one, like, you know, somebody, like, quotes a comment you made and puts, like, a cry face. And it's like, oh, like, I didn't even think that was that funny of a joke. And, like, that really touched them or, like, you know, people,
them quoting you from the video.
People sending you, you know, DMs that are like, dude, I watch every episode. You're my, like, favorite. You're so funny. And it's just like, oh man, that's cool. Like, to see that material impact and, you know, knowing you made a difference, it's cool. It makes you feel good. And it's definitely the part of the job that it's like, you know, the money, the fame, it can go to your head.
Yeah. It's so hard to be, us.
Yeah. It's a good time.
That's definitely the best part. That's the best part of the job. So even when people are like, they shit on us, because they're, I mean, I'm sure you get the same comments where like, stop being funny. Just give me the news. Just go, okay, it's easy. Go watch something else. There's so many other tech shows or tech channels that won't be funny and will give you just the raw information that you want. Go watch them. You don't have to watch this. Like, I'm making this for the people that had a bad day and now it's a little less terrible.
I update circa 2018 if you want just the news.
Oh yeah, dude. That's around the time when I found you. I think.
I was just like, we don't need to be entertaining. That's dumb. Why would we ever be funny? People don't want to do that. And then I took a, you know, I was at college at the time and we were just talking all about like, what is media? Media is entertainment. And then I just like, it was like around the time you were like popping off and I was just like, wait, I'm missing out. Uh-huh. And like, that's who I am as well. It wasn't like, oh, I've got to like try to like learn. Well,
it's like reverse engineering too. It's like, okay, this is what everyone else is doing. I want to do not that. So let's be funny.
It's just like, oh, wait, I just have more fun making YouTube videos. Like, I used to hate recording. I used to hate the process of like getting in front of the camera. And now it's like, that's the thing I like the most.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, before we go, speaking of that, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
So last week you said on the show that you like make some like short stuff with friends and you post them privately or not even privately. They're just secretly somewhere on YouTube and people have been tweeting us trying to guess the channel or the videos trying to find it. Has anyone discovered the secret stuff?
I did not actually see that many people were tweeting us. Let me go on our.
Okay. Well, somebody found a channel just called Sam Cole.
That is my personal channel with some goofy. That's got some stuff on it.
Is that the secret stuff?
No, that's not the premium.
Oh, so it's still floating out there somewhere.
I'm looking.
Oh, can you send it to me? Can I see?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Or do I have to look?
It's my friends. I'm going to actually, I think I'm going to share the short when it drops on my friend's channel. It's like high school best pal, still like basically best pal to this day. And he's a good kid. Great, great guy. He's the one who got me into YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So then you have to share it. You like,
it's Valley Productions. I'll just say it.
Oh, okay. Well, the mystery's
sorry.
Over. Value Productions.
Yeah, here, I'll send you, I'll text you a link to it. It's actually just VELI.
Productions or production?
It's just VELI now. I forgot it switched. But yeah, you can, you guys can watch my shorts. Be warned, they do get wild, they do get rowdy, and there is bad language.
Oh, I found it.
So the best one, definitely don't start with the most recent one because it is the best produced by a long shot. But like this next short that's coming out, oh guys, it is phenomenal. It is like our best work, our best acting, our best chemistry, our best shots, our best audio. We had a boom mic that I bought. Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, shit.
We went all out. It's shot in most of it's shot on the Sony a7S III. It's going to be, it's hot. We started editing it. It's awesome.
All right. I think that's it for the show. Now the mystery is over. We ended the show by ending the mystery.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Jake. Shout out to Ellie. Shout out to you guys listening to Genius Bar every week.
And shout out to me.
Shout out to John. Thank you guys for listening. It was a good one. Really fun episode. We love doing these every week. Literally, this is the highlight of my week every week. Like, I did not think I would ever have this much fun podcasting. And it is it's fun. It's a blessing. It's great. And just wait till we actually have like more news.
Wait till shit is actually happening.
It's going to be amazing. Thank you guys. You're the best. Rate us on iTunes. Check out BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/geniusbar to get 10% off your first month. And
link in the show notes as well.
That's all for now.
Bye-bye. Don't do drugs.
And use protection.
Use protection. Okay, bye.
See you guys.